linking your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on the positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long.
It's that black guy,
Taki Hicks, with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Once again, beautiful Friday morning, February the 20th, 2015. I'm up and cracking, and it's all good. Let's get it on, baby. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I ponder a lot of things, and one of the things that's really had an impact on my life is the importance of family. Definitely, one of the reasons me and my wife put together our Nubian family is to focus on things that matter with family and things that are important to family. And I have to admit, I've dropped the ball in that area, especially with staying in touch with family, communicating and staying engaged with family. You know what? Listen to this message I got from my sister. This was an eye-opener for me, most definitely. Check this out, y'all. It's funny, but it's not funny.
You are always unavailable at every moment. This is your sister. Could you please give me a call? I appreciate it, Timothy. Bye. I know that's going to make you move.
And that's just one of the things that really, you know, caused me to really think about what's important to me in my life and what could be more important than family. You know, that in African tradition, our original traditions, family is everything. The family unit is the most important thing. And I think we've lost that in translation and in the society that we currently live in. We are just at the point where it's ridiculous. You know, it's been said that in order for us to truly understand ourselves, we must first come to a basic understanding of the systems that we came from. You know, the systems that includes first and foremost family. Our parents, our siblings, extended family, grandparents, in-laws, and other blood relatives and relatives by adoptions and those that are so close of friends that we call them family, and our social cultural family, our race and nationality and religion, spirituality, all that we have lost as a people. And unfortunately, many of us come from that war-torn family. They've taught us fear and the process of life through the experience of abandonment and rejection, neglect, abuse. And as children of these troubled families, that's how we learn to survive. And that's why we fail to develop emotionally and spiritually and definitely as our African selves. You know, the end result is that we're destined to become a part of yet another adult slash sibling child codependent generation. So, you know, the process of development, it's been turned inside out. And instead of learning to face our interpersonal conflicts within ourselves that we run into on a daily basis in life, we learn to avoid the truth by getting overly involved and having manipulative outside activities. And in the beginning, these patterns of coping simply represented a creative effort to avoid the pain and the punishment that was placed upon us. I'm not going to even go in the oppression of our people. Like I said, this is a positive show, and I want to keep it that way as much as possible, but I still got to be real. I still got to speak the truth. And the underlying foundation of our avoidance behavior, that just remains with us. And what had once been the innocent maneuvers of a troubled child ends up becoming the dysfunctional maneuvers of a codependent adult. And this is, in my opinion, the reason why we have so many dysfunctional families, especially in the Black community. And so that is why me and my wife, we're trying to do something to become a part of the solution for that and to bring families together. And because in reality, we're all one family, you know, Black, white, red, brown, it all came from Black. We are the original people, so there's really no separation except for that war-torn and oppressive actions that was placed upon us and that mindset, that European mindset of divide and conquer and self-preservation, all that came into play, but after our exposure with other European peoples from the Caucasus Mountains, as we know and study history. But that was not the original way we lived. We practiced the circle of life, which means everybody here, everybody on this planet, regardless of color or whatever you believe and all that stuff, we're here for each other. Every person on this planet right now, whether homeless, whether broke, dead, broke, crippled, diseased, handicapped, retarded, whatever, they're here for somebody. Each person is here for another person, and it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about ourselves. It's not about self-preservation. It is about us, the circle of life, and not just humans, just the animals, nature, the grass, the flowers, the sun, the moon, the stars. It's all connected, y'all. And at one time, it was harmoniously functional. And we have got to come back to that. And the way to that, in my opinion, is through the family. So, welcome, our Nubian family. That's it. Your boy got to bounce. It's that time already. We'll leave you with that beat. I'm out of here. Hit me up on my site. Y'all know what they is. But if you don't, hey, diaryofablackman.com, fishstickbudget.com, and workwithtaki.com. That's all up. To my Nubian family, much love. I'm out of here. Peace. yourself.
along for 7:30